Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
What is the Bible? Who wrote the Bible?
The church will continue to be even more irrelevant when it quotes letters from 2,000 years ago.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, is where our trouble began.
This sounds to me like the voice of someone who really has an appalling ignorance of what the Bible says about itself and what Jesus said about it.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel. It's the Wretched Radio Mail Call Delivery Bag Q&A Infotainment Nationwide Extravaganza, featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here!
Woo! This is Wretched Radio, please! Don't make us beg. We're not above that, but please don't make us beg. Friel, you actually are begging. Would you please send wretched stuff, sermon stories, articles, whatever is wretched, to idea@wretched.org. You can also include questions, comments, conundrums, snarks. You want to text, we got you covered, 877-282-2337.
All right, we're going to start with a correction. This is from Connor.
Now, what did you say, Jimmy?
What?
What did you say now?
I didn't say anything.
Well, it's a correction. It isn't about the talk show host.
This is from Connor. Todd, as you were picking nits earlier this week, you referenced communion as a sacrament.
I admitted I blew that already.
I know. I just like to dig it a little deeper.
I see. You are the gift that just keeps on giving.
That's me.
Uh-huh. I admitted it. It shouldn't be called a sacrament because that has a lot of baggage that's associated with it, that it does something to holy you, that it does something to improve you. It doesn't. There is no power in elements. There's power in Jesus. Why do we feel encouraged? Why do we feel strengthened after taking the Lord's table? The answer is because we're thinking about the Lord. That's where the power is, thinking about Him. Not through bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, not through relics, not through ordinances. The power is when we ponder Jesus. And that's why the means of growth all make their way through your brain. They don't end at your brain, but if they don't include your brain, then you are just being manipulated. That's it. And that is what I think happens at most of these mega church worship services and these mega concerts that happen. You're just getting emoted into a feeling. But if it has bypassed the intellect, which it definitely does, then it's not genuine strength. It's just emotionalism. Feed your brain. Don't let it stay there. Move it. Push it down. Meditate on it. Think about it. Consider it. And use whatever means necessary to remind yourself of those truths. And you'll grow. And you'll be strengthened. And your assurance will be increased. And then you can send a corrective to idea@wretched.org.
And speaking of picking nits, this is from 15-year-old Ethan. Todd, what is the difference between being nitpicky and being a Berean? Can you notice things like out-of-context passages or misuse of scripture for a point that may or may not be biblical, or is that just nitpicking?
Well, see, I wouldn't want to divide the two. You notice something that's taken out of context, you're being a Berean. You notice something is not applied right, you're being a Berean, no matter how large or how small. Now, what do you do with those puny things? I misspeak. I call it a sacrament and not an ordinance. Now, you're not being nitpicky. You're recognizing you blew it, Friel. That's good. Don't turn that off. Now the question is, what do you do with it? If it's a larger gaffe, let's say that Jimmy read that email like he did with such delight and glee, and I double down. No. There's power in the elements. There's forgiveness in the elements. Now, suddenly, your response to me should be really strong. Otherwise, some things, depending on what it is, they're just not worth picking. It doesn't mean you're being nitpicky. It just means that you're classifying when something is off. Is it way off? What is the issue? How far afield are you? And then you make a decision as to how you will respond. So keep being a Berean. If you discover something small and then you go about the business of trying to like get involved in it, well, then, yeah, I guess you're being nitpicky in that regard. But never stop being a Berean. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Anonymous. Todd, as Christians, we're trying to be more like Christ day by day, of course, with the presupposition that Christ is both fully God and fully man, and with the understanding that the Bible says within it that God desires that no man perish. Shouldn't then we desire for no man to perish?
Yes.
Shouldn't we be consistently praying for people?
Yes. Yeah. Amen to that, brother. Yeah, absolutely. That, in fact, that really should be always on our minds. And I'm not thinking of Willie Nelson at the moment. Although I did watch, I saw this on the PBS. It's that time of year. Have you noticed? At least PBS in Georgia, they're playing all of these different concerts from a long time ago. This was the Highwaymen. Do you remember that? That was a trend. Was it the 80s maybe? They were at Nassau Coliseum. And it was Willie Nelson. And he's a pothead. But he's a much better singer than I think people give him credit for. And his ability to just dance around the notes was quite staggering. And it hurts, but his version of Always On My Mind, way better than Elvis's. And then it was Waylon Jennings. He was a good singer too. Johnny Cash, who's Johnny Cash. And then Kris Kristofferson, who will remain the eighth mystery of the world, because he should have been a songwriter, not a singer of songs. Nevertheless, was watching it, was kind of captivated by Willie Nelson because he was actually really, really good. Evangelism should always be on our minds. Ray Comfort, do you know that he turned 75 yesterday? Happy birthday to you. Ray Comfort is that. Ray Comfort. Jimmy, would you just... The end of that email was, shouldn't that always be on our mind too? That's Ray Comfort.
Yep.
That just describes Ray Comfort. And I should ask Ray, I want to do it face to face, but I should ask Ray. I suspect, is it true, Ray, that you do this because he who wins souls is wise? In Daniel chapter 9, that those who share good news, they have greater rewards in heaven. They'll have a brighter light in heaven. He is so singular in his purpose. I would not be shocked if he does not constantly remember those verses for the times when he doesn't feel like getting out of the house. He's 75 and he's still getting on a bicycle with a dog to go find people to witness to. And then he takes the time to edit it up. I could be wrong about this, but Ray does all of the editing to boot so that it can go on YouTube. Why? So he can be famous? No, your thumb can't become famous. That's all you see. It's not like he's in the spotlight of the thing. You hear his voice. That is it. He wants other people to hear the law and the gospel. And Christmas should be the season that recalibrates us. What is the point of Christmas, Christian? Is it presents and eggnog? Definitely not eggnog. Fruitcake? Absolutely not. Christmas trees and everybody coming over. No, it's not about those things. It's about Jesus Christ coming to die for sinners. If that was his mission, then it is his mission. Then it should be ours too. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Emily. Todd, are you aware of any resources regarding a biblical perspective to holistic medicine? Where's the line drawn between being a good steward of your body and dabbling in New Age practices?
Well, holistic medicine and New Age practices, I think there's a distinction. No, I do not know of a book. If you do, send it to idea@wretched.org or text it to 877-282-2337. But I am not aware of one. What should guide you? Anytime bibbidi-bobbidi-boo is added, run. Anytime that they want you to, now I need you to calm your mind and breathe and empty your thinking. Just say, sorry, I don't do that. But can you take advantage of things that are natural? Cures to whatever is ailing you? Absolutely. I am grateful for medicine. In fact, Mrs. Friel and I have been talking about this somewhat regularly lately. The problems with modern medicine are great. And I think mostly it's because it's driven by financial incentives. And I don't think helping humanity should be motivated by the mighty dollar. I think it should be motivated by my desire to help humanity. And if you make money along the way, cool, rock on, no problem. But so much of it is just about bottom line and return and shareholders, stock prices. And it corrupts it. Having said that, there's so much good in it. Yeah, you hear a bad story in this pharmaceutical company, but wow, just think of all of the, right now, the tens and tens of people listening who are maybe taking something for that head cold. They're taking something for that headache. They're taking something for their itchy skin. I mean, there's just, wow. So I'm grateful for that, but I also appreciate holistic because it is my belief, you can take this or leave it, everything that we need to be cured for everything is found somewhere in nature. It might be between a frog's toes. I don't know, but I think it's all there. So utilize it. Make sure you're doing it safely because some of it isn't FDA approved. Not that that's waterproof, but nevertheless, make sure that it's safe. But make sure whether it is traditional or natural, that you're remembering none of those things are the actual healer. They are just the vehicles. God is the healer. This is Wretched Radio.
You notice how the world feels a lot different lately? At Fortis Institute, we see it too, and we're responding with even more resources to help you stand strong. Every single day, you get fresh video content that addresses today's critical issues. You get podcasts on marriage, parenting, and theology. Just visit FortisInstitute.org or download Fortis Plus right now, always free and always faithful to God's Word. Fortis Institute at FortisInstitute.org.
Preborn Ministries, pro-life ministry, rescuing babies. The war, let me tell you, it's raging out there. And Preborn is right on the front lines providing what is so powerful, ultrasounds. When a woman sees her baby 80% of the time, it's a no-brainer. Please consider supporting this network of clinics that is doing such great work. Preborn.org/wretched.
Hey, let's take a minute and talk about your Christmas shopping list. From now through Christmas, Fortis Institute is running a sale up to 75% off of everything in the Fortis store. Spend $75, we're going to throw in Thou Shalt Judge featuring Justin Peters and Todd Friel completely free. And we'll even cover shipping on orders over $75. Just visit FortisInstitute.org. And while everybody else is out panic buying scented candles and gift cards, you could actually be giving something that won't end up at next year's White Elephant Exchange. FortisInstitute.org. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know how everybody's always trying to sell you something? This is different. We're actually giving away more content than most ministries charge for. Maybe you're thinking someone should help keep this going. Well, that someone could be you. Would you pray about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? Just head over to FortisInstitute.org right now and get all of the answers to all of the questions you likely have about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched, amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Would you like the university experience without the, you know, university experience? The Masters University invites you to visit their campus, or you can visit them online at masters.edu/wretched. It's Masters University, the university with the university experience without the university experience. masters.edu/wretched.
Hey, do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? Well, your money can. That's right. Thanks to a $500,000 matching grant, every dollar you give to Fortis Institute is literally having an identity crisis. It thinks it's $2. And who are we to argue with confused currency? And I know what you're thinking. It sounds like one of those too-good-to-be-true deals. But I promise there is no fine print, no while supplies last, and definitely no purchase of additional items required. Just straight up dollar-for-dollar matching. Just visit FortisInstitute.org right now. That's FortisInstitute.org.
Attributes of God. The Bible tells us of God's goodness. God does not measure up to an external standard of goodness. He is the standard. Because everything God does is, by definition, good, we can trust that God will do what is right in every situation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. This is Wretched Radio. You send me the link to your lion's mane.
That's right.
Dude, it's spelled M-A-I-N.
No, it's not. Is it?
Honey, you're trusting? You're putting this stuff into your body to help your memory?
Is it really?
And I'm looking. Okay, at Amazon, it tells me I can. Oh, here's one. Lion's mane, spelled like the state, M-A-I-N-E. Dude, whatever. Please send whatever you would like to idea at wretched.org, and you can text 877-282-2337.
This is from Tyler. Todd, I do hold the position that Christians should not read or watch Harry Potter or things like it. But how should we react when we spot these things in pastors' or elders' homes? Is this just a different theological position, or is there indwelling sin?
Well, I couldn't possibly know, nor can you. So you would need to ask the source. And I feel pretty strongly about the Harry Potter thing, but I have to put it under gray area. I do. I don't think that I have enough of an explicit text case to be made to say that anything that has to do with witchcraft, divination, or sorcery is totally, in any way, shape, or form, forbidden. Can't do it. I think I can build a pretty strong case, but I can't cross the line and make a law where there is no law, much as I would like to. So when I see somebody who's into the Harry Potter, I just go, maybe they haven't considered it. Maybe they haven't thought it through. Maybe nobody's ever brought it to their attention. How important. There's so many things to consider when we approach a brother or sister on something like this. For instance, now for instance, you go into your pastor's home, and on the kid's bookshelf, you see the Harry Potter. Is that a sign that you're dealing with a heretic? No. Furthermore, before I would even think about bringing it up, I'd want to do all kinds of considerations. I'd want to ask a whole lot of questions. I'd want to make sure my heart is correct. Do the kids even read it anymore? Then if they're not, why am I going to bring it up? Why am I going to go pick that scab? So use wisdom in these things. If you have a concern, if you see in some way, shape, or form that his love for Harry Potter is manifesting itself in ministry, then of course you can and should bring it up. Do it as if you are dealing with a father. That's 1 Timothy 5. You need to lovingly bring it to him. Start with a bunch of compliments. Be Pauline in that regard. Ask questions and then make your case if you think that it's needed. But remember your goal too. Remember your goal. And sometimes when we really think about what it is that we're after, we realize this isn't something worth going after. Now, I'm separating from the Harry Potter thing for just a moment, but there can be something about a church member that just bugs you. And you're thinking, I got to talk to this person. Well, okay, why? Is it to confront them in a sin? Well, no, it's not exactly a sin. Oh, then why are you going? Here's a rule that I think is helpful. And I was going to work on this to make it super pithy, but here we go. When somebody you love does something annoying, they don't need to change. You do. We overlook. We let it go. We don't get bugged because somebody does something non-sinful. Now, does that mean you can't lovingly say to your wife, honey, just a reminder to close those cabinets? Yeah, you can do that. Because you don't want the lion's mane to go stale from being in the sunlight or something like that. Can you? Sure, you can do that. But those things, I think God providentially puts in our path to grow us. That I don't get agitated at that. That it doesn't bug me. Marriage is such a revealer of just how wicked we can be. And I'll sell it. I'm thinking about Brad Bigney's podcast. I think we played a little snippet of it about a week or two ago. Thrive. You can find it at fortisplus.org, fortisplus.org. Please consider your in giving if you'd be so kind. Matching gift, all that stuff. At Fortis Plus, you can get his podcast, all the other fellows, free podcasts. And by the way, we've got free plans coming up here in 2025, which would perhaps be an encouragement to you to consider supporting us in 2024. We got big plans to reach a lot of people with a lot of really good stuff. We could use your partnership in that regard. FortisInstitute.org, or if you go to FortisPlus.org, you can start listening to Thrive with Brad Bigney. And he was talking about how before he got married, he pretty much thought he was the bee's knees. He thought, man, I got it going on. And then I got married. And wow, did a lot of stuff come out of me that I didn't know was inside of there, because that's what marriage does. It's a school of character. It reveals what is already in there. It pulls it out. And so often, I don't know what the percentage, what was that? I just squeaked. Anna, what was?
You need some lion's mane.
Boy, it fixes everything, apparently. Wait a second. I'm getting a word. I am getting a word. Yeah, no, it's really clear. Yeah, I got a gullible would be the word. I don't know what the percentage is, but I'll bet it's more than half of the things that annoy you in your home shouldn't, because they're not sins. If I'm thinking Christianly constantly, I'm thinking in those categories. Is it a sin? Is it annoyance? Is it a preference? Because if it's one of the two latter ones, I don't need to say boo. I need to learn how to not get agitated. And isn't that a blessing? Wouldn't that be a benefit? Now, if it's a sin, different deal. And here's where we can goof it up. Going to be talking about this Sunday. We can goof it up because we are a little bit agitated because of their sin. It caused an inconvenience. It was a disturbance. It was disappointing. Whatever it is, even if you approach somebody in their sin, which you can do if it's ongoing and if it's worth bringing up and other considerations, and if your heart isn't totally right and focused on getting them unstuck from the trap that they are currently entangled in, Galatians 6:1, and being able to do it in a spirit of gentleness, then don't go, because I'm gonna bring up sin with a toed. I'm gonna be like, so, wow, still doing that, are we? Ooh, that is not helpful at all. So I need to remember what I'm doing in this transaction. What is my goal in this? They're sinning. My flesh is sinning. My flesh is sinning. This is bad. This is dangerous. I want better for my mate's walk is got a hindrance. I need to get in there and help in a spirit of gentleness. And I'll only do that when I remember if it is a sin that I'm dealing with and what my goal is. Is it to simply get them to knock it off? It drives me crazy. Or do I want them to love the Lord more and grow in godliness? Consider all of those things, then go or don't go. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Ron. Todd, do humans carry energy or vibes? I hear a lot of talk about
people. Or auras?
Yeah. About people having good energy or bad energy or sending good vibes. Is this biblical at all?
No, it's not biblical, but I think there's not a test. There's not a machine. But don't we all sometimes like sense that? Now, it's not reliable by any means. But sometimes you walk into a room and you go, I sense that it's like really good. You know, everything's good in here. Well, there could be some signs like people are laughing and not shooting at each other. And those types of, you know, how the way that it's decorated, all of that. But I think sometimes, you know, when you're around somebody, do they give off a vibe? Well, I don't think it's, let's just say there's somebody, Jimmy has a vibe. Good, bad, or otherwise, that's not the point. Jimmy has a vibe. If you blindfolded me and then put me in a room and sat me next to Jimmy, would I feel the vibe? Nope. I don't think that happens. But I think that we, with our eyes and with our ears, sometimes with our noses, we can receive input that says, this is good. This is positive. I like what's going on here. Is there a vibe that we send off, though? I honestly would say that it's possible. Jimmy's going to scold me for this, but he has no right to, because he takes lion's mane. You know, I know that aura stuff is like weird and used for mystical stuff, chakras and all of that. I get that stuff is like very weird to us in the West. But I don't see a biblical reason why that couldn't be. I just think the human body is staggering in its complexity and in its power. So I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't. But could you be able to give off a vibe of some sort? Maybe. I don't see a biblical reason that would say you can't.
Now, I think you can tell when people are in a good mood or a bad mood. I mean, in that sense, I think yes.
You're reading it, though. You're not feeling something mystical or electric.
Right.
Now,
right.
But having said that, is it possible that we human beings put out something when we're in a good mood versus a bad? It's possible. Do you just smell things? Like, are there, what are they, like pheromones and those things that you might, is it possible? I'm not opposed to any of that stuff. I just don't want to find myself with a bunch of crystals being induced into some hypnotic state because there's an aura that needs to be discovered and corrected. Oh boy, can't wait for emails for next week. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.